Welcome to Head Full of Radio, where a longtime Radiohead fan goes through the whole recorded discography alongside his friend, who's only familiar with the song Creep. Will we agree on the songs? Can I convert him into a fan? Let's find out.
Wait, did we... Wow, we've been doing this podcast so long that... Did we not talk about the Queen's death at some point in an episode?
Oh my god, I was going through too much to remember what was going on in podcast realm times. But I Good could point. Imagine that... No, I don't think we would have.
Well, let's pretend we did, just to make it sound like we've been doing this longer.
We have. We absolutely have.
Yeah, we've been doing this since the Queen's mother has been around.
I don't think we've managed to, you know, like, really get into the nitty-gritty of it, but we won't take up precious time today.
What about Prince Harry's book? I heard he talked about his frozen penis.
Oh, this I was not aware of, but I'm not the best reader, so I have not gotten my teeth sunk into spare just yet.
Yeah, it's he mentioned his penis getting frozen at some point.
I mean, it's happened to the best of us, really.
Sorry about all my coughing. So he got frost nip.
Frost
in
nip?
The North Pole.
I thought that was
which
body
is
part.
A pre-frostbite condition.
Oh, it's a thing.
Yeah.
Not to refer to his frozen penis as a thing, but there you go.
Yeah, he apparently attempted to remedy things at home without alerting the British public on the weekend of Prince William's wedding.
I feel like that was maybe fair of a call. Like, I probably would have done a similar thing. But also, Prince Harry, could have gone either way.
Anyway, back to back to Radiohead. So this is today's song is Fake Plastic Trees.
Oh, I mentioned this song.
Yeah, I'm going to just sort of talk about what Tom York said on June 12th, 1995, so you can kind of get an idea of what's going on here. Apparently, they did a version of the song, and then they saw Jeff Buckley play, and his music is just so beautiful, and he's just fantastic and such. But Tom said it was a breakthrough on the album. The day we recorded that song was a complete nightmare. I had a complete meltdown, so everyone left the studio. It was just me and my acoustic guitar, but there was something chilling hanging around the air. We'd been there for a month, and that was the first time I felt any connection with what the band is about. The funny thing is it took months to get everything else on top of it to sound natural. All the keyboard noises were done at Abbey Road using an old Hammond organ that Paul McCartney used on the Magical Mystery Tour album. We had it plugged into all the guitar amps, and every single effect, all the knobs and switches are going. It was deafeningly loud, filling up the whole studio. That song could have easily sounded like Guns N' Roses, but we didn't want that.
Damn, that's pretty cool. That's kind of a lot of a setup, so I'm very eager to hear how it all manifests.
Yeah, here we go. Are you ready to just jump in?
I'm very happy to, yeah.
Go! You can hear almost hear the emotion that he talked about. Like, it just feels like a man alone with his guitar.
Yeah. So right, it really captures that feeling of he's just like singing to himself in a room.
Yeah, that emotion is just hanging over it. You can even hear like the tenderness of his voice. Will this help you?
Always.
See, this is, I think, the song, like, this is very different from last week's song, where this is a clear sort of departure for the Radiohead we've known. This is like a beautiful, like, layered piece almost.
Yeah, and I was always scared of things being different because I always felt like it was going to feel so drastic. But this just, like, there's no, like, shock with it. Like, it's great, but it's also, like, it just feels right. Like, it doesn't feel like a, where have the old one gone? It's just like, no, this is good music.
Yeah. And it's also the precursor for a lot of bands like Travis and Coldplay and a lot of that sort of Britpop
that came out a few years later. Now that you say it, I wouldn't have automatically have done the dotted lines, but it makes sense.
Yeah, this was sort of the precursor to all of that. So, and you could certainly hear a lot of, like, early Coldplay.
100%. I love how his voice is just so his.
Yeah. I have to say, it's not often that you and I don't have a lot to talk about during the song, but it's like this song is catching us so much that we just want to hear it.
100%. That's literally what it is. I'm just listening to each line. It almost gets me a little bit emotional, dare I say.
As a 16, 17-year-old, I really related to the sadness of this and tried my best to learn it on guitar so I could sing it to my ex-girlfriend.
We think at the time, current girlfriend.
Yeah.
You were just trying to, like, her go name, up to your ex and sing her.
I think her name was Leah.
Okay. Well, if you're out there, Leah... I don't know how to follow up.
Maybe it was Sandra. I don't remember which one. It's either Leah or Sandra. I don't remember.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Great way to ruin the end of a beautiful song, Andrew.
Leah or Sandra, one of the two.
Yeah. They know which one they are.
Yeah, that was really, really nice.
Yeah. It's certainly... Now you could see... for those that aren't aware, we're actually... listening to these through YouTube links, and it kind of gave Nico a bit of an idea of how many times these songs have been listened to, and I think Fake Plastic Trees has the most.
Yeah.
So now you can see why it has the most. This is considered like one of their most popular hits, this one.
Yeah. I mean, I can hear why.
Yeah. So what does it do for you as in terms of score?
Like... at the minimum, it's got to be a Johnny. Do I dare even prop it up? I feel like I've got to reserve the Johnny and the Halves and the Toms for, like, things that are literally, like, have me losing my mind. I feel like a Johnny feels like a good score for this. But yeah, very solid.
I am going to go with the Johnny as well, which, for those who've forgotten, Johnny is a 4 out of 5. I think this is almost like this is representative of the Radiohead that most people know and still enjoy. The ones that, you know, sort of didn't move on with the continuous progression that the band did. Kind of a lot of people stop here.
Oh, interesting.
Because it's just beautiful and deep and just a fantastic song.
Yeah, it really was.
You can hear that emotion. So that's, yeah. So thank you, Jeff Buckley, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And Thank you to Plastic for, and all the inspiration that comes from that.
Well, that's a good time to end this episode.
100%. I mean, like, yeah, it's just such a nice, like, it wasn't too much, like, going on in the sense of, like, distraction. It was just, you felt like you were a fly on the wall listening to a guy just, like, tell you his feelings.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Awkward silence. This podcast is recorded over Discord and produced by me, Floyd. The introduction and exit music is a cover of Radiohead's Separator and is available on all streaming services under the band name Lift. Find us on Instagram at Head Full of Radio.